For a second look at images, or Fanopea, let's jump ahead 970 poems or so in her canon, though only about 7 years, to poem 986, one most of you will probably be familiar with. A narrow fellow in the grass occasionally rides. You may have met him, did you not? His sudden notice is, the grass divides as with a comb, the spotted shaft is seen, and then it closes at your feet and opens further on. He likes a boggy acre, a floor too cool for corn. Yet when a boy, and barefoot, I more than once at noon have passed, I thought, a whiplash, unbraiding in the sun. When stooping to secure it, it wrinkled and was gone. Several of nature's people I know, and they know me. I feel them for a transport of cordiality, but never met this fellow attended or alone without a tighter breathing and zero at the bone. Here the images are elongated, as in stanza two, almost scientifically described in terms of the snake snaking through the grass, then moving to kinds of land, boggy and cool. And if you haven't got a feel for this land yet, you learn what it felt like as a child, possibly barefoot. You also learn not only what the snake in the grass looks like, but sense its speed, like whiplash, and feel its leisure unbraiding in the sun, and know what it feels like when trying to pick it up, it wrinkled. You also move out of direct imagery to mental imagery in knowing nature's people and feeling their quick passing, a transport of cordiality, yet also know the fear they may inspire, and fear itself is an image, one felt inside the body, contrasting with the outside feelings that come earlier. Now fear is a tighter breathing and zero at the bone, where chill, cold, is a number, but as a number, it's more than cold. It's motionless emptiness. I want to continue coming back to what I've called melopoeia, or music, in this talk, but here let me point out just two instances where Dickinson's control of rhythm is superb. First, in line three, you may have met him, did you not? She arrests us, speaking directly to the reader and making us take note through that pause. Also remark in passing that the hymn, capitalized, is highly suggestive, both of religious meaning and of masculine energy, oddly, perhaps, conjoined. Also, the last stanza is a rhythmic masterpiece, beginning with a kind of ambling rhythm, but then pausing in the middle of line two as if cautious, almost stopping, beginning to be alarmed at something. Then line three narrows us in the word tighter, but also in the sounds, in without and breathing, as though our breathing is being constricted in the utterance of the poem as well as in its meaning. And then that emptiness, that zero, that utter terror opens up and swallows us. Is this just a poem about a snake in the grass? Yes and no.